This here is the Galaxy S2 on T-Mobile running Qualcomm 1.5 dual core gigahertz processor, iPhone 4S, A5 dual core chipset. So, to be fair, let's go and clear out cache again. And settings. Oh, clear cache, where are you? Clear data. I know I just saw it. Clear data. Cache. There it is. Okay. Let's head back to the browser. Okay, so forget about slash gear. This is gonna be funny. Let's not go to slash gear. Let's go straight to Wall Street Journal, because we know the page is gonna load up. Ready? Mark, set, go. As you can see, Wall Street Journal web page is already loaded. Android is still struggling to get there, and I'm not sure why, but let's take a look. Maybe I didn't press enter quick enough, but anyways, now that's loaded or in the process of getting loaded, let's try to bring up an article and see. Okay, so answer loaded on the iPhone 4S and it's done. A couple of seconds faster. Now what if we did this? Do you see how the text on the iPhone 4S completed first? And it's finished. So what happens if we visit the New York Times? If I can type. Oh, that's not fair. The mobile page came up. Let's see. Bring up the full site. Okay. So once it's up, let's just randomly bring up an article. Bam. You see how text, pictures, and whatnot load so much faster, and it's finished. Let's do one more. Let's head back to slash gear. I think mobile page is going to load up on here first, but let's do that and see if it still loads faster than Android. And by the way, this is running Android 2.3.5, which is the latest available version of Android Gingerbread. As you can see, iPhone 4S, finish. And it actually had a late start. Let's bring up this guy. Text is a little bit faster on the Android side, but iPhone 4S pulled way ahead and finished before Android. So as you see, things move along pretty quickly on the iPhone 4S, and